twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my load.
Help me share my load.
On the dark end of the street
to the bright side of the road.
Channel Radio.
It's Who Cares Wins Radio here on channelradio.co.uk. Do you like my new little intro? I thought I'd have a play today as I'm on my own. I've been abandoned because the poor Jan Mulligan, she has unfortunately been got by some bug. And so she's a little under the weather today, bless her. So Jan, if you are able to listen in, although I think I did hint that she should be taking a rest and going back to bed. So if she hasn't got it on in the background and can't hear my dulcet tones, then if she listens again later, Jan, big hug, sending you wishes and hope you get better very, very soon. So welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio. It's little old me and I have tons and tons of bits of information that people have said, oh, actually, yes, could you give us a shout out on Who Cares Wins Radio with that? And could you actually mention this? So, of course, me being me said, yes, I can do that. And I've got a whole host of lists of things here. But of course, we did tease you this week when we sent information out on the tweet and on the Facebook to say that we would be talking about all things spring clean. And that's not necessarily about getting your dusters out and doing the hoovering. Although, as you know, if you have met me or you've spoken with me or perhaps you're one of my clients, you'll know that I'm very passionate that your vacuum cleaner can actually be your personal trainer. So, of course, I'm just going to turn the air conditioning off because it does sound a bit like a 747 otherwise when you're listening to me. So that's probably a little bit quieter for you. So, yes, we're talking about spring cleaning, but I'm coming from the angle of feeling good, feeling energized, and perhaps taking stock. We are now into April and we're nearly into the mid of April. So thinking about those New Year resolutions that are probably a long distant memory, you maybe set goals, you maybe set intentions to, I'm going to do that this year, I'm going to make a change, I'm going to go in a different direction with my business, I'm going to be healthier, I'm going to be more active, I'm going to be a little healthier in what I'm eating or drinking. And perhaps now thinking, we're now into our fourth month, so we're now into the next quarter. And how are things going? Well, of course, let me know. I'd love to hear about your updates on the Twitter. So if you want to tweet me into the studio at Cares Wins, I will endeavour with 15 hands that I have here to reply on your tweets or just give you a shout out and perhaps we can have a little dialogue. Or of course, I'm being even more technically challenged today and I have our Facebook page up. So Who Cares Wins Radio, if you want to find us on Facebook, and you can then liaise with us through a dialogue there with the old message system. So I will endeavour to tinkle on the old keyboard keys and the mouse and see what happens. If all else fails, I'll press a magic button and we'll have some music as well. So, of course, one of the big things I wanted to mention, if you saw it yesterday on the television, is the London Marathon. All of those people that took part, I sincerely hold my hat off to you. I've only ever done half marathons, so I always think that when they finish, they've actually done two of what I've done. And I think, when I finish my half marathon, there's no way I could do another one immediately afterwards. So I do take my hat off to you. If you took part in the London Marathon, then sincere hats off. And we're not worthy. I'm putting my hands up to you and giving you a huge tip of the hat to say, well done, fantastic. Millions and millions, I'm sure, in money was raised for various different charities. And of course, I also want to send my condolences to the family of the gentleman who did also cross the finish line, but then unfortunately passed away. So again, my condolences to the family there. It must be a challenging time. But perhaps there is a positive slant with he raised money for what he was doing, and perhaps also he was doing what he loved by being out there and running and being amongst that whole event, which is truly inspiring for lots and lots of people. That's actually how I got into running, was just sitting on the sofa, my couch potato days, and I was sitting there watching the television and watched the Great North Run. And it was when Paula Radcliffe was taking part, and I just got sucked into that inspiration, the excitement, the cheering, the people that are there with their jelly beans and their oranges and their hose pipes, hosing people down as you're running along. And that's what really got me into it. And also my manager as well. She is partly to blame. Years ago in my corporate life, she suggested I did Race for Life. And I haven't looked back since 1999. So I do Race for Life every year. Anyway, enough about me. What about you? What are your hints and tips regarding the decluttering of perhaps not just your home? Decluttering is great. And if we have Jan here, she would, of course, be going through a bit more detail about decluttering the physical workspace too. Because obviously having a dirty workspace in the sense of mess, chaos, paperwork around you, that can actually have an impact on productivity levels. Also focus, clarity, direction, decision making, perhaps being creative when you're trying to think up new ideas, depending on what type of business you're in. So I'm talking about not just your environment in that sense of work, but also the decluttering of perhaps the mind. We need to think about the mind and body connection. You'll know I'm very passionate about the body and mind connection. You see how I merge the words together there? See it like that? Anyway, I know I'm mad. And if you think about it, your head, there's a big clue. Your head's on top of your body. It's a big clue. It is attached, and there is a reason for that. And so think about it. How you feel in your mind, it actually does affect how energetic you feel. Think about how you look on the outside. How do you feel on the inside? If you're out there wearing your favourite trousers or your favourite top, perhaps your favourite underwear, you maybe just feel a little bit different to maybe when you're in your onesie. There's a difference. And so thinking about not only how we look, and I know there's a fabulous show on Channel Radio that's just been launched, Look Good, Feel Good. And the lovely ladies there last week had their launch show, which was fantastic. So tune in if you want to hear more about looking good, feeling good. So in First Impressions, and Tracy Randall, the lovely lady who worked with our producer, Paul Andrews, looking at the new style and the new look, Paul Andrews. And so thinking about how you feel on the inside, that's what I'm talking about. So if you think about how you look, how you feel, they actually are reflections of your subconscious mind. And that's interesting because actually we can release endorphins. Now, you may remember a show many moons ago that Jan and I and the lovely Sue Parker, we talked about exercise. And we talked about the wonderful endorphins that are released when you exercise, whether that is running the marathon or whether you are perhaps just doing some gentle strolling with the dog down by the sea. And so you are out there wandering along, but you're raising your heart rate. You're feeling a bit breathless, but you still can talk. That's a good test. And you're also feeling a bit warmer. Perhaps the muscles are working a bit harder. And you're releasing some wonderful endorphins. Well, remember what we may have said on that show. The endorphins are your biochemicals. They're similar to opium, morphine, but they're actually 1,000 times stronger. Now, before you get too excited, we're not talking about becoming addicted to this, which some people can do, which is why you hear stories that people get addicted to exercise because of the endorphin release. But actually, it's not just about doing the physical, and I'm going to come back more on physical in a moment. But first of all, but with the mind, just be careful how we think, what we think about, because it affects our body. So just by thinking something, we can actually feel different, and that can have an effect then on our body, our posture. So if you're listening in now and you're sitting in a chair, or you're perhaps laying on the sofa, if you have that luxury that you can actually rest and look out of the window at the blue sky and the wonderful sunshine that we're having, I'd just like you to stop for a moment and think of a past, lovely, happy, positive experience that you've had in your life so far. There may be millions to choose from, so just pick one. The first one normally that pops on your head is normally the best one to pick. Now, it could be a holiday. It could be an award that you were given. We've had the Kent Women in Business Awards recently. It could be a beach scene. It could be just a favourite place of yours. It could be that favourite chair that you're in right now. Or it's just a special moment, something that happened in your life. You may not tell many people about it because it's quite private. But you know you can recall that memory. You can just think about it now. Something that maybe brings a smile to your face. Just think about it now. Go on. I dare you. I challenge you. Now think about that. And as you're thinking, perhaps just now notice. Have you got a smile on your face? Are you giggling? Do you feel different perhaps in your body? Is there a slight movement going on that actually I want to move. I want to adjust in the chair, or I want to sit up now rather than lay down, or I want to jump for joy. I want to go out and scream and hug someone. And be careful about that depending on where you are. So just think about it, that all we did was we stopped. We thought about something that was good, positive, energizing, and we relived it in the mind, but the effect it had on our body. And of course, what's happening there is that we're releasing those same endorphins, those biochemicals are actually being released just by thinking. So we can actually have something that's naturally produced. We don't have to go and find these wonderful opiums and morphines anywhere else. We actually have them in our body. They can help heal wounds, disease that's in our body. Therefore, boosting that immune system can help with disease and wounds. So, of course, Jan, if you're listening in, I hope you're thinking positive, happy thoughts and actually seeing yourself well and seeing yourself better. And I am a real passionate believer in it works. Ever since I've started my business, which is 2003, I have not had a day off sick. Unfortunately, when I was in the corporate world and a particular part of my corporate career, particular job that I was involved in where it had long hours, and I was sort of striving, and my body just gave up in the end. And actually, it's because I lost touch with it, if that makes sense to you. And so I had ignored the little messages of headaches. I just kept popping the paracetamol. I would drag myself out of bed and get that first train up to London. And actually, my body eventually said, no, you can't do it anymore, Angela. It's not sustainable. So my body did sort of give up, and I got all the things going. Any flu bug, pick me, I got it. Anything going that was any related to sore throats, headaches, flus, viruses, I would get it. It would come my way. And I was just knocked out every time, just laid up in bed, couldn't get into work. And just this whole sort of lethargy just never really left me. And until I actually took the redundancy route and had the opportunity and the challenge to set myself up in business on my own, it actually got me thinking about this whole mind-body connection. And with my passion for exercise, I started to get back into that and realised that also the messages we play over in our minds, particularly just before we fall asleep, can have a huge effect not only on our sleep, but also how we perhaps feel then in the morning. And so I have to this day, I have adopted a little closing down speech, if you like, in my mind before I go to bed. So again, think about your little ritual. What do you actually tell yourself before you drop off to sleep? Are you worrying about the day you've had and how things could have improved? Are you actually reliving the whole day again? And oh, if only I'd said that, if only I'd have more time, oh, I didn't get those things done. And are you berating yourself for that? Are you having positive conversations is what I'm talking about? Or are you looking at the negative side of things? And so if you can have a positive, yeah, today was good. Okay, didn't get everything done, but there's another day tomorrow, hopefully. And so dealing with what you've achieved and also, okay, body's feeling a bit tired. I recognise that. I'm now in bed. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. And then tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be better. In fact, that little tickle, that sore throat, all is well in my body. Everything will be good in the morning. All I need is sleep. And that's what I'm going to get now. And that's something I do every night. I go to bed. If I've been doing 3 days of presenting or running a training course or workshop, sometimes my throat can ease into a little bit of tightness. And I know if I hadn't been speaking properly, that can also affect it. And so I have that little, I suppose people would call it an affirmation. And so I actually settle down and then I do a little bit of relaxation from my toes all the way up, every single muscle in my body, but also telling myself that all is well and that I've had a great day and I'll be grateful for X or Y or Z. And then I'm going to have a good sleep. It'll be good in the morning. I'll wake up refreshed and tomorrow is another day. So try it or let me know if you have any other settling down hint and tip around what we think about and how that then plays out through our body and our physical posture. I've noticed on the Twitter, the wonderful Adrian, I met him this morning at the Faversham tweet up. Those of you that were there, it was a fantastic buzzing networking tweet up at Faversham at the Courtyard Cafe at the Brogdale Farm in Faversham. And I noticed Adrian, he said he was going to tease me, but he's got his feet up, I think, with a cup of tea. And I've got my water. I'm being a good girl, Adrian. And I noticed he said that he tried to watch the London Marathon on the TV. But he got tired watching it. I agree, Adrian, you do. I get quite physically exhausted because I was also watching my other passion on the television, which of course the MotoGP out in America. So if anyone follows motorbikes, motor racing, world superbikes, then they'll know my passion. In fact, I wish I'd come on my motorbike today. It's a beautiful day out there and I could have been wind in my hair and would have been wonderful. Anyway, I diverse to different topics. So getting back to looking at television and following the race, I do get involved and I can get quite excited. So this song that I'm going to play now is something, again, thinking about energizing, thinking about maybe looking at things that we have, a very, very basic stuff, which is why I get involved in it, because it's easy to talk about. It's not hard stuff. It's not a huge strategy. You don't have to be scared of these things. We've all got these tools in our toolbox at home. So you've probably got a CD somewhere that's a great piece of music. And of course, we've got Channel Radio. .co.uk, where we can hear marvellous tunes. In fact, you probably saw me on Twitter. I was listening to the Richard Hubble show before this and also Zoe Cairns before that with her social media show and just listening to the music as well as the information that's being shared. But the music as well for me, just open the window, let that wind flow through my hair and just makes me feel that bit of buzz and just gets you excited and want to get up and move. So if this makes you want to get up and move, let me know. I'm going to play The Race by Yellow. Oh, I can feel it. I'm buzzing already. My feet are tapping. Thank you.
in my head. I'm attacking the illusion by the stopping Jersey man.
From Palm Springs, reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st Formula race on
outside. Channel Radio.
Hey, that was The Race by Yellow. All related to racing, whether it be the London Marathon you're racing by feet, or whether you were following the MotoGP, as I was at the weekend, and watching people who are just... they're in another world. Mark Marquez is of this world, who just seem to do amazing things with motorcycles that just doesn't seem possible. But we did have a great Brit, old Mr. Bradley Smith, who is in a different... he's not in the MotoGP, but he's in Moto. Yes, he is in MotoGP. What are you talking about, Angela? And he fought, but he came fifth. And for a Brit, that's good stuff. So we need somebody. Yeah, long live old Barry Sheen days. Let's get some Brits back on those podiums. So well done. So let's talk about a little bit more of this spring cleaning stuff. And I do have a little acronym. You know me and my acronyms. And I'm going to talk about our competition a bit later, just to remind you, because we've had some entries in. So I need to make sure that you don't miss out on the prizes, because as they say, you've got to be in it to win it. So I'll talk about our little quiz and competition later on. But coming back to acronyms, I have obviously linked my little topics and theme about decluttering, spring cleaning, reviewing your year so far, and I've linked it to the word spring. So you won't forget the little top tips from me to you personally, free of charge, just tuning in to channelradio.co.uk, listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on a Monday at 3 o'clock, but of course we are repeated at Thursday 12 o'clock, and you can listen at your leisure. You can listen to me as many times as you like, and of course you can shut me off if you choose. So spring cleaning, thinking about where the year's gone. We've lost 3 months already. They have whizzed by. And being away, being on my travels, I had the luxury of being away, as some of you know. I met some marvellous business people while I was down under in New Zealand and Australia. And one of the ladies I met, we did a little bit of kayaking in Perth, Western Australia. And she was a huge inspiration to me, because it's just this one woman band, and she had taken her love and her competition of competing with kayaking. She'd been all over the world, and she decided to take that to a different level and open up a kayaking linked with tourist trips, so people can actually see the sights of Perth from the canal, from the river, the Swan River. And so she just rocks up with her car and a trailer and about 7 kayaks, double kayaks, and off she gets them. She obviously asks for help. If you can help her out, then I helped her get the kayaks down, and off we go. And she gives you a little lesson on the grass of how to actually paddle. And there she is, just doing it for herself, doing a passion, something she adores. And as she said, just give it a go. What's she got to lose? And there she is with her kayaks off running. And there's so many women and men who do some inspirational things to do with their own ideas around business and being creative, and often missing or filling that gap that they find, I can't do that. I can't find anyone that offers that. Can't find anyone that does that. And actually just, do you know what? I'm going to do it. And obviously that takes confidence, but it also takes that creativity bit. And that's where we often need a bit of space, where we need to declutter the mind to allow those creative juices to flow and allow those thoughts to come. So as well as thinking about how we're feeling, how we're thinking, how we're thinking, how we're feeling, and how that all link works. So that's one area. I also want you to think about actually creating some space for you to just stop. So rather than just stopping and then thinking of something good and a feel-good factor moment and reliving that event and getting those lovely little endorphins released, also it's very useful to think about decluttering the mind. We declutter wardrobes, we declutter drawers, the bottom drawer that we never ever go near, but decide, do you know what? The sun's out, spring is here. You can see the little chicks, you can see the little lambs, you can see the lovely little daffodils sprouting out, you can see buds on the trees. You think, yes, I'm going to tidy up that bottom drawer I've never touched before. And it's the same thing with regards our mind. If you think about the amount of information that we have these days, just talking about the social media show, Zoe's social media show that was on earlier today, you're thinking about the amount of information that we now have at our fingertips, whether it's social media, whether it's actually just information we get through emails, marketing campaigns, whether it's actually our own personal blogs that we're inviting people to read, or we're reading other people's blogs, we're looking at people's Facebook pages, websites, we're interacting with people, tweet-ups, we're looking at different networking events, but also we're getting bombarded with information, whether it be posters, radio, television, leaflets, handouts, things in supermarkets. You see little business cards dotted everywhere. There's signposts, there's posters, there's discounts, there's offers. Need I go on? And so we're bombarded with information, as well as our own internal thoughts. What do we think about that offer? Do we think it's a good one? Do we think it's a bad one? How dare they offer it like that? Oh, I don't agree with that. And off goes our, what we call our monkey mind. It's like, oh, nice and shiny. I just go over that thought. Oh, now, ping, I jump over to that thought now. Before we know where we are, we're just engrossed in our thoughts. And a lot of people say to me that they find it very hard to relax, to what they call switch off. And they find it hard to switch off, for example, to go to sleep. And one of the things with mindfulness, for example, that I practice, and I'm becoming a teacher trainer with regards to that, I'm an associate with mindfulness at work, which is the lovely Louise Cox Chester that some of you know. And that's just one avenue, one tool. But before I came to mindfulness, a lot of my workshops around time management was focused on, first of all, let's just look at the mind and how it's working, but also how we can, rather than empty it, I'm not about emptying your mind, I'm actually just looking at appreciating. I've had a hell of a lot of information, and it's a little bit like your physical post. If you can be organized and you can start to sift it and sort it, some can be shredded, some can be filed away for later, some can be put in to-do piles, date order, categorized, put in the diary, put on a pin board. Same with your mind, is that if we can actually just allow to calm it rather than quieten and completely shut it off, is just learn to be aware of all these ping, 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 pings going off, but at the same time being aware that we can calm the mind. And the easiest, easiest tool you have, you don't have to spend any money, you don't have to go buy anything from any shops, any fitness shops, any health shops, you already have it, and it's called the breath. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, folks, we do it every day without thinking about it. We breathe in, we breathe out, but we don't actually think physically of breathing in and breathing out, and we don't actually have to put it on a to-do list, breathe in, breathe out. So think about now, actually, how are you breathing? Where is the breath in your body right now? Is it when you breathe in, are your shoulders moving up? Are you finding that it's more in your chest? When you breathe in, are you noticing that your stomach is rising or falling or expanding and then dropping away? Just start to really be aware, just that extra little millisecond. Oh yes, I actually do breathe, and I notice things in my body change when I breathe in and when I breathe out. Now just doing that, you've actually started to calm the mind. And it's a little bit like those wonderful adverts we used to have on the, although I did think it was funny because it was on the radio, but it was about the whole key thing when radio mobiles came out and driving, and people didn't obviously have the link with, please don't use your mobile phone whilst driving your car, so don't text people whilst trying to drive at the same time. And so there was an advert many years ago, I know I'm showing my age, listener, but there was an advert about two sentences were said at the same time and they overlapped, so they were used some technology to overlap them and play them at the same time. And it was around playing with your mobile phone or using your mobile phone, and then the other message was about you can't concentrate on more than one thing at once. And it sort of links in with my passion around this whole myth around multitasking, and people say, oh yes, if I'm a man, I'm excused, and if I'm a woman, I'm supposed to be brilliant at it. Well, actually, multitasking in the sense of the mind, you can't do it. Your mind can only focus on one thing at once. If you disagree, let me know on Twitter, at Cares Wins, or Facebook. And it's about you not physically and mentally being able to multitask. I can't have two conversations at the same split second. So the advert about the mobile phone was to encourage you to think that actually, no, you can't drive concentrating on the road ahead and the side road, your peripheral vision, what's going on behind you, what about the car, how does that sound, should you be changing gear, oh yes, forgot about that, or if you've got an automatic, don't worry. And so all of that's going on, how can you possibly then be focused, have your concentrated effort on texting, typing the correct letters, using the particular icon, touching it, making sure it works, then physically moving your eyes to read the screen. You can't physically do one at the same split second as the other. So you can't multitask. The brain doesn't do it. The brain either concentrates on one conversation and tunes out from the other briefly, or it tunes back into the other conversation and tunes out of the first one briefly. You can't actually physically listen to two at the same time, all of it completely, unless you are magic. In fact, if you are, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know on the Twitter or on Facebook. So thinking about that multitasking, no mean feat about merging tasks together. So think about how you're working, how you're running your life, and whether you can maybe just change one thing that means, I don't know, if you have a dog, Adrian, if you've got people out there, you know, and they do their dog walking, maybe they can do the dog walking and do the banking admin, for example, or dropping off something, or walking to somewhere and back somewhere. So you're killing two birds with one stone. I love birds. Please don't kill them literally. So it's about looking at better ways of doing things rather than, oh, I can't multitask, so I'm rubbish. Absolute rubbish. We can't multitask. That's me. End of my soapbox. So think about, where are you at so far? Have you decluttered the mind as well? Have you got what we call self-limiting beliefs? That can clutter your mind. And what I mean by that is, do you have a belief that's perhaps holding you back? You believe that you are too short, too thin, too tall, too white, too dark, too light, too womanly, too manly, too talkative, too quiet. It could be all sorts of things. Actually, is it really holding you back? Or is that your belief that, well, because of that, I can't do it. And so it's an excuse. And that's the excuse that really you're using to stop you. People I know in the coaching world, so the lovely Kerry Hales, who's been on the show helping with the co-hosting side of things as well as being a guest. She, along with lots of other coaches I know, we often work with our clients and talk about self-limiting beliefs, because often they can be just that blockage that can stop somebody taking a step in the direction of outside your comfort zone, which is also an important aspect. You do have to stretch yourself. You do have to challenge yourself. If we do everything, what's that lovely saying? If you've done everything you've done before, you'll carry on getting what you've always got. So nothing changes. You're like that little hamster on the wheel and you're going round and round and round. Nothing changes. So think about reviewing where you are, what the intention was, and thinking about, actually, if I create some space in my mind, then I can allow the juices to flow. If I keep it all cluttered up, just as you would with a bottom drawer or a wardrobe, is that you physically can't get any more in, or it just can't really be filed in the correct manner. And so the brain just like, oh, I can't take any more. I'm just going to keep deleting it and trashing it and shredding it. And nothing really makes sense anymore. And that's why you hear people with the sayings, oh, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. They need to just stop, even for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Perhaps just breathe. Notice their breath. And then reconnect with, where are they right now? What's important right now? And what can I do right now with the time I've got, the valuable time, that precious, precious little entity that we have? So I'm very much about connecting with the mind, connecting with the body, taking time out, taking time for you. But also that time for you is about looking at creating space to refresh your goals, your intentions that you set. How are you doing? So you're 4 months down. How's it going? Are you no further forward? Okay, so you're no further forward, but you've reviewed it. That's great. That's taken a step. Now what? Let's move forward. What could be the things I can do next week? What can be my mini little actions that I can take? So then your sky can be just amazing. It can be wide open and the options there can start to come. It's like when you're creative, often those ideas, those sort of aha moments can often come when you're out walking the dog, when you're maybe having a shower. It's often when we're not in the moment, trying to think frantically of what to do. It's when we're out there switched off and our brain has actually started to calm down. It then has the aha moments. So with my next song, while you just ponder those moments and perhaps review where you are so far, is the lovely song that also one of my lovely ladies I saw this week, Amanda Holges, it's her favourite song, Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Enjoy! Mr. Blue Sky, and there's certainly loads of it out there. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, in the studio this afternoon. If you're missing Jan, you're wondering what's happening. Have I turned her mic off? She isn't here, unfortunately. She is a little poorly lady, so please send her your wishes for her to get better soon. Jan, miss you and hope you feel better soon. And we're talking about spring cleaning, decluttering the mind as well as your physical environment. And I'm talking also about the calming the mind, who actually declutter the mind and our thoughts and our beliefs. And one of the other things that I'm quite passionate about, as some of you know, and I mentioned it at the earlier part of our show, was to do with activity. And I tend to use the word activity rather than exercise, because if I use the word exercise, people go, you want me to go to the gym. No, actually what I want you to think about is how much activity do you have in your day? So it's not necessarily about going to the gym. It's not about doing a workout with various weights. It's not apparently going to a particular session. It's not about joining a running club, unless that's something that actually, yes, you enjoy doing it. You love doing it when you were a child, for example, or at school. You have great memories. Maybe reignite those memories. Think back to your childhood days. It's like, I used to love that. I used to love trampolining. Go buy a trampoline, bung it in the garden, put it in the yard. Make sure you get the netting around you, and go out for a bounce, or get one inside that's not so big, and do it in the living room while watching the television. So there's a merging of tasks. The benefits of activity, there are thousands, as you all know. But one of the big things with activity that you may or may not realise is that not only does it help with our stamina, with our energy levels. So I know, Zoe, you were saying about you need to make sure you've got some energy boosters going on. Well, a couple of things from me to you, free of charge, of course, Zoe, is think about what you're eating before the event. Think about what you're eating the day before the event. So if you've got to get up early, think about what you've had the night before or the day before. So you're prepping your body, you're prepping your nutrition levels before the day, before the event. Think about the sleep that you're going to have. Think about the travel, the journey. How are you going to arrive? Are you going to have a nice drive? Are you going to be frantically stressed while you're driving? And also think about the activity levels. So if you can, not necessarily anybody out there, if you're going to do a presentation, the last thing you want to do is go for a half marathon and then arrive really quite exhausted and perhaps a little warm and a bit sweaty. What you want to do is think about just maybe taking the stairs, something that gets you a bit breathless, as I said earlier. Maybe you just feel a bit warmer. It just increases the heart rate a little bit. The intensity check always is, you know, can you still talk to people? Can you hold a conversation? And the exercise benefits there is also that you're delivering more oxygen supply to your brain. Therefore, it's going to improve your brain function. It's going to actually improve your thought pattern. It's going to improve that creativity. So just by standing up releases 20% more oxygen to your brain. So just getting off the chair and standing up. We talk about work breaks within the corporate environment. Jan and I are very passionate about people not stuck at a PC all day, or a Mac or whatever you're in front of, a machine. And so it's about having those breaks. But just standing up, walking about, going them up the stairs two at a time rather than one at a time, and just creating activity in your day. As I said, your vacuum cleaner could become your personal trainer. Think about what you already do in your life. It doesn't have to be where you add exercise in as a program. It's just thinking about something that you can do as an add, as an addition. Actually, do you know what? I could park further away from the entrance to the conference hotel, to the supermarket, and I could power walk a little bit when I'm out walking with my dog, or even walking to the supermarket entrance. So it's just those little things that you can start adding in, that it becomes a daily habit rather than, oh, I go to the gym twice a week. Because also your body does get used to that gym and it gets used to that little routine. And in the end, it's no more of an effort. So we need to think about boosting our activity levels, which will therefore boost our own energy levels and boost, therefore, our need for better fuel for the body. And of course, I could do another whole show on fuel and nutrition. Not being a nutritionist as a specialist angle, there are lots of people out there that we would love to hear from and perhaps even get on the show with regarding nutrition. But one of the key things I just want to leave you a thought about is think about what you eat. Not just the physical, oh yeah, I've had chocolate, I've had a cake, but what you eat, as in, is it a big meal? So if you think about the stereotypical Christmas meal and then that bloated feeling afterwards where you do have to sit down and you put the television on and fall asleep then because your body is digesting it. Think about how you eat. Are you shoving it in? Are you driving and eating at the same time? Or are you slowing down, perhaps putting your knife and fork down, or putting your hand down, putting the sandwich on the plate before you then pick up the next bit of food? And so you're actually slowing down the whole process, which means you enjoy the food more, you chew it more, which again, if you're chewing, you're releasing saliva. And that's the key thing we need. So if you release the saliva, that starts to break down the food rather than just, as I used to do in my previous life up in the corporate world, I'm sure I just used to inhale it. So it's very much about chewing the food, enjoying the food, thinking about, yes, this is nutritional, it's fuel to give my body the best energy levels it can do. So think about what I call energy zappers or energy drainers. The last thing I want to do is have a huge bloated bowl of white rice. I might want to have fruit, vegetables, if I need to do an alert and be awake and creative for the afternoon. The last thing I want to do is have a huge pasta, jacket potato with baked beans at lunchtime. So although, yes, there's fiber, I do need to think about the digestion process of that is going to take more time. So think about what you can have that would energize you. So the fuel that would energize you and keep you going for however long your day is ahead of you. We've had the lovely Miriam McGuirk of Tales from Turkey. She's tweeted in. She says she's going to be listening again later. Thank you, gals. Well, you're here, that the lovely Jan's not here, Miriam, I'm afraid. She knows it will be good as ever. Happy Easter holidays. Yes, happy Easter to you, Miriam. And I will say it again at the end of the show too, just to remind you what's happening over Easter. So thinking about what you eat, how you eat. And the other thing is when you eat. So it's important to think about, are you eating standing up on the go and so therefore the body's not really dealing with the walking or dealing with the eating? Are you eating late at night all the time just before you go to bed? Sometimes that can help with sleep because the digestive process means that we're sleepy and we're tired. But also it can mean that if we're eating a lot towards the evening, then of course we're not going to be burning that off. And so the body will get into a natural habit of just that food just gets stored. And we can find that then weight gain may be a problem. So we need to think about what we eat, how we eat, when we eat. And of course, the wonderful fluid intake. I'm not going to say just water. Remember, that's my big passion, my big soapbox about the lovely stats. You must have so many water liters a day. It's also about water from any food. In fact, bread has water in it. So all your content, all your food, just have a look. Just have a refresh. Just take note. It's that wonderful word again, stop. Have a look at what you're eating, when you're eating, how you're eating. And maybe just a tiny micro little step, a little change, could actually make a big difference. And of course, with your environment, one of the things I want to lead into with all the events and things that are coming up that I must make sure I've got time for, the environment has a huge effect on how we feel, how we function. And so often, as I mentioned with our earlier aha moments that can come when we're in the shower, as I said, out walking the dog, just staring into space, aha, something comes. And it's often useful to think about, well, if that happens, then maybe I need to think about my environment at work if I have certain aspects over changing it. Work environments, you can still request to have a plant. And plants are good because, of course, they help combat the ions that are generated by computer equipment. We probably don't want it dangling over the vents of any equipment, but it can be nearby and that can help. What about actual visual environments? So it's, okay, the painting of the walls, but also art. I'm going to talk about a particular lady in a moment. And so think about, is it light? Is it airy? Do you have a good view out of your window? Or can you walk and look out of the window and see that view? Or is it a picture? If you don't have a very good view, which I didn't in the years gone by, I used to actually have a photograph on my little table in front of me, my little partition. And I had various photos that were making me smile, making me feel positive, focusing on why I'm here earning one pence a day, and focusing on also just places it could take me to, so I can literally leave the room mentally and feel different without having to physically move the room. Although remember, and Jan will back me up, we do need to physically move as well. So we need to step up, walk to the other coffee machine, go downstairs, go upstairs. So before we move on to the end of our day, and I'm talking about the show in 2 weeks' time, because next week is Easter, remember, I have quite a few events that I would like to give a bit of a shout out to. So I'm just going to shuffle my papers here, because one of the key events I mentioned last week was being run, it's a summer solstice retreat, and it's being run by a very good friend of mine, Jane Dunsby from Inspirational Changes, and a fellow mindfulness at work associate, and also her very good colleague, Julie Raitt, who is a fantastic yoga teacher. And so it is, places are limited, so it is very important if you want to get onto this. I know it's not till June, but you need to book now to make sure that you've got your place. And so you need to get hold of either Jules, which is not the Jules Sirkin that we know and love from Business Bunker and the Scoff and Quaff show, which are fab shows, by the way, on Channel Radio. But Jules is J-U-L-S-W for Julie Wright or Rate at blueyonder.co.uk, or you can email Jane, which is J-A-Y-N-E at inspirationalchanges.com. And therefore, you can actually contact her to say, yes, I'm interested, I want to come along. It's Friday the 20th to Sunday the 22nd of June, and it's to escape the busyness of modern life. So if some of the things I've been rabbiting on about this afternoon have maybe just, I don't know, hit something, and you're like, I think I need to think about changing something. Maybe I need to go away and just have a few moments to myself. This is a great excuse. Escape the busyness of modern life. Awaken your innate resources again. A wonderful weekend of yoga if you choose it. Mindfulness if you choose it. Or just walking and reflecting and restoring your human potential. So that is a fantastic workshop to go on. And all the details I will again post on Facebook. We also have Metis Women. Do you know the lovely Amanda Holges, who I've just seen pop up on Twitter? Hello, Amanda. She says she's looking forward to being on stage with me next week at Women Mean Business Live. Indeed, you are. And I'm going to mention that in a moment, Amanda. So you see, it all works, doesn't it? She said it's all about confidence. Yes. Oodles of it. So Amanda also is involved in Metis Women events. And so if you're interested, the next Metis Women networking group is on the Thursday, the 17th of April. So that's this week, 9:30 in the morning to 11:30 at the Judd's Folly Hotel in Faversham. And the theme is Don't Be an April Fool. I like that. And it's all about finance, tax and savings. If they send you into a panic or something that you think, oh, I'll get around to later, but there's more important things on the telly to watch, then this month, Louise Pepper, she's going to be looking at the importance of keeping a watch on your money. Financial planning tips and tricks, how to invest in a tax-efficient way. That sounds good. ISA's announcements from the budget that might have an impact on you and your money. And they do have a pop-up meeting at the Astor Theatre in Deal, 22nd of April, in the evening, 6:30 through to 8:30. Find out about more with Metis Women. You can either go along or how you might want to actually, with your company, move forward through support and collaboration. Hilary Steele is going to be a guest speaker. Oh, the lovely Hilary Steele. She's going to be at Women Mean Business Live as well. She's also Kent Women in Business magazine, remember? So Metis Women, it's a group that's designed for savvy women who have either existing businesses or they're looking to grow through advice and support. Best thing to do is go to Metis, M for mother, E-T-I-S for sugar, women.co.uk. Have a look, sign up, go along, just meet and greet people, find out what they do. The Deborah, she's also tweeted in, call to say, don't paint your dining room yellow, it stimulates appetite. Oh, thank you. That's why I'm always so hungry. So yes, there's important, and also Deborah, you're going to be talking at Women Mean Business Live. So let's talk about that event. Women Mean Business Live is on the 23rd of April, St. George's Day. And so we've got women, but we can also bring that man in. I can link it. We have loads of speakers. It's organised every year. In fact, I think sometimes she does two a year. But Christine Holmes, the lovely Christine Holmes, she's organising it. There will be more information posted through the Facebook site, Women Mean Business, or the Facebook group. And I will then share that through our Facebook page. And of course, any emails and distribution lists and groups that I'm a member of. But if you keep the date, the best thing to do is, if you don't know how to get hold of Christine, let me know at Who Cares Wins radio show, either through Facebook or the Twitter, or email me who cares wins radio at hotmail.co.uk, and then I can pass that on to Christine, because it's best if you can actually say you're going to come along. But it is free to attend. Any woman that wants to attend, it's in Thanet, it's East Kent College, and it's from 9:30 registration, kicks off at 10 through till 2 o'clock. Lots of speakers. Amanda Holges is going to be speaking about confidence. The lovely Deborah from You Image Consultancy is going to be talking about colour and first impressions, and also our attire and our image. I'm going to be talking about the power of music and the power of silence. So yes, I'm actually speaking this time, as well as helping Christine facilitate the day. We also have Hilary from Kent Women in Business magazine. So she's going to be there. We also have Paul Andrews. Yes, I know, a women mean business event, but he's there, isn't he? He loves being surrounded by these wonderful entrepreneurial women. He's going to be talking about not only Channel Radio and Business Bunker Radio, but also women entrepreneurs and the stats, surprisingly, within Kent about women entrepreneurs. Fascinating, positive stuff. So let me know, or if you want to get hold of Christine, then make sure that you get your space booked so you're confirmed that you're coming along. And Brenda Cameron, you may have remembered her. She was on our show talking about the lightning process. She has an event on the 6th of May at the Manor Barn, and it's 7 till 8 p.m. at night. It's a free talk again, so all these wonderful free things going on. The lightning process, Brenda Cameron, and if you want to get booked on that, either ring 01227 277 533 or 0754 080 5898. Something else I wanted to mention today was one of the tweets we had earlier in the week, a top tip from Rebecca Robb 999 is her handle on Twitter. She's a financial planner, and she's actually going to be on Business Bunker tomorrow with the lovely Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin. And one of her tips was, keep only the most up-to-date financial documents in one file for your loved ones and scan everything else. So even though we're talking health and well-being and decluttering the mind, there's also decluttering that we can do that's useful in physical paperwork and actually making life easier, not only for ourselves, but other people, especially when it's, you know, perhaps in times challenging moments. Okay, what else have we got? Of course, I mentioned Hilary Steele, Kent Women in Business magazine. That is now out. Go to Kent. Go to KWIB, which is short for Kent Women in Business, magazine.co.uk, and you can also then look at how you can subscribe and get it popped through your door rather than actually having to go and physically find it anywhere. The summer solstice I've mentioned. Don't forget this week, 16th of April, is Lift the Lid for Cheryl Hawker. Remember, she was on our show last week. So the 16th of April has been dedicated to the Lift the Lid Day, getting people to talk about, raise the awareness of bowel cancer. And if you remember, she is a worker within the bowel cancer charity. And of course, we'll post her the reminder for how you can get involved in not only the charity, but if you want to sponsor Cheryl with her 10K run that she's doing in London in May. I also wanted to mention a couple of people I met at the tweet up this morning, because they're hopefully going to come on the show. A lovely lady called Jennifer Headley. And if you pop along to her website, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Headley, H-E-D-L-E-Y.co.uk. She is a wonderful artist, and she is actually a very professional artist. And she does very unique, I suppose you would call them commissions. And I've got here that she also has a stall at I Heart Whitstable on the 27th of April. So if you want to go down there and have a chat with her. But have a look at her site. She's got some marvellous things on there. Beautiful artwork. And not only her, but I also spoke with a lovely lady called Beverly Saunders, who is also a bespoke picture framer. In fact, she's in Hythe, just down the road from the studio. And they're going to come on the show, hopefully, because we're talking about the environment. I briefly mentioned it today. And we're talking about how the environment can make you feel good. And so we're going to actually explore that further with regards to art, art in the workplace, art in the home, art in your, perhaps your little office at home that you might have, or your bedroom or your living room, and how it can motivate and make us feel good and creative and relaxed, enhanced, and just taking, bearing in mind what Deborah said, maybe not yellow things, because that makes me hungry. Deborah's actually posted, brilliant show today. Thanks for the mention and the event mention. You're welcome, Deborah. Look forward to working and speaking with you. And Metis Women, thanks, Cares Wins, for the mention. Oh, not a problem at all. Hopefully I will get along to one of those events. And one of the other things I wanted to mention, well, there's two actually before I disappear. Arbonne is a healthy living workshop that's going on in Ashford at the Conningbrook Hotel on the 24th of April. So it's 7 p.m. at night. And the best thing to probably do is to get hold of Jane Keat, K-E-E-T, the number 2, at AOL.com. She's our global Arbonne consultant. She can tell you more about the event to pop along. And one other thing in the local area here is Saltwood on the Green. There is a new restaurant opening on the 19th of April. get down there because it sounds like a marvellous, marvellous entity. Jeff Kipp, who is a chef from London, I understand, and he is opening this restaurant and he wants to make it what the people want. And one of the things he's doing and wants to do more is to get involved with the local community. So if you have an allotment nearby Saltwood and you perhaps want to look at how you can get your veggies used in his cooking recipes and then served up in the restaurant, in the cafe, then what a way to involve the community and at the same time a fantastic business that is starting up. And if I can get along there, I will, Jeff. But they actually launch. Their official opening is the 19th of April. So if you can pop down there, it's Saltwood. And it is the best place to find them is Facebook. Facebook.com/Saltwood. Salt as in salt and pepper. Wood as in forests. Restaurant. All one word. Have a look and go and give your support. And if you say you've got an allotment, then pop along. I'm going to go now because I've run out of time. So next week is Easter. Have a happy Easter. And we'll speak to you on the 28th when we have a guest, which is Louise from Forever Living Products. Enjoy your week, folks. I'm just going to make sure that we finish with a bit of, if I can do it, a party. Let's see if this works. Yay! Enjoy your week, everyone, and get well soon, Jan. Take care.